I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 891. Time is not circular. Back in the day before digital, clocks and watches were round, and we would teach kids how to read the clock. The big hand is the minutes, and the little hand is the hours, and that one that's going fast, that's the second hand. And the hands of the clock go round and round and round and round throughout the day, marking time. In fact, on my day off, I take off my Apple Watch because it notifies me of every little thing that I need to be concerned about, and I put on my Timex analog watch with those little hands that go round and round and round. I've noticed in my Instagram feed a new kind of watch that's just come out. It's called a slow watch. It gets you to stop thinking about the 86,000 seconds of the day, stop chasing the second, and instead focus on the moment. It doesn't have a second hand. It doesn't have a minute hand. Just a 24-hour dial. And the idea is to be slow. Now, I like the concept, but I'm not going to buy the watch because they're like $300. Do you have a little time to talk about time today? This podcast, T2G, is about love. Jesus said the greatest commandments are loving God and loving others. And we have to do that within the context of time. Helmut Tillich made this observation in a sermon. There are no such things as round year clocks which begin afresh at number 12 after the passage of 365 days. We should have to visualize such a year differently. It would have to be a straight line on which every elapsed year is marked off as a small segment. Because our clocks are round and because the hands circle about and constantly return to their starting point, we acquire the illusion that makes everything in life repeat itself. We can always make a fresh start. Well, what do you think? The truth is, we don't get do-overs in life. We don't get mulligans. Instead, we get forgiveness and mercy to move on forward in His love and grace. Jeremiah reminds us that His mercies are new every morning, not that we get to wind the clock of time back and get a redo on things that we wish we hadn't done. Now, this is important. It's a big distinction. That means that every conversation and every decision and every choice in how we spend this day really matters, because although we may get a fresh set of 24 hours tomorrow, we will never have these 24 hours with these people who are exactly in the same spot and space spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Psalm 90 reminds us how brief our time in life really is. It says, "They pass quickly and we fly away." No wonder the same psalm asks God to help us to number our days. Now, let me be clear. The rhythm of life, that's real. There are four seasons, and we pass through them again and again and again. The cycle of work and rest, the holidays, and so on, that's important. We should pay attention to those rhythms. The Jews did, with feast days, and many denominations today observe the church calendar with Advent and Lent and Easter and Pentecost and Ordinary Time and so forth. And that's all good to do. But, and here's the but, are you ready? But we can't let the cycle of life or the rhythm of life convince us that we have more time than we really do, as if we can casually stroll through life without purpose and intentionality. Again from Tillich, we creep along this line of time and leave the past behind. The hand never returns to where it was before. Once decisions are made, we can never cancel them out. Here's the great question. If you grasp the truth that this day and these opportunities will never come again in exactly the same way, how will you live this way differently? Let's pray this prayer from Jack Graham. Dear Lord, when our life on earth is done, may we stand before You and hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Father, we know our time on earth is but a few words in the cosmic story. Help us to use our time wisely and leave our mark when time is done. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 892. And in the meantime, the Bible is full of examples of missed opportunities. Moses lost his temper and he lost the privilege of going into the promised land. David lost his self-control and he went down a trail of pain and loss. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because of the missed opportunity of the nation of Israel when the Messiah was right in their midst. And Paul tells us to make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Today, podcast family, when God presents a kingdom opportunity, take it, because that exact opportunity will never come again. Time is not circular.